It's Thursday, February 27th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Clearview AI hacked, a high-profile phishing scam to educate users, and two transportation tech updates. This is the Business of Tech. From the "Of course it was" file, in a memo obtained by the Daily Beast, Clearview AI notified its customers that an intruder gained unauthorized access to the company's client list, its number of user accounts, and a number of searches its customers have conducted. There is no evidence that the database of 3 billion photos was hacked. As a reminder, Clearview AI is the company investigated by the New York Times recently for creating a tool for facial recognition being sold to law enforcement. So why do we care? The company is dismissive of the breach as minor and solved problems, but think about the value of this data. The data falls into the wrong hands. What happens? How confident are we about their security practices, as we know very little about them? Now pose that question about your own vendors, about your own customers. Start asking the question. A first for me, a story from TMZ. Barbara Corcoran, of Shark Tank fame, was scammed out of almost $400,000 this week in a sophisticated phishing attack. Here's how it went down. An email chain from a woman named Christine was forwarded to Corcoran's bookkeeper with an appearance of coming from her assistant, Emily. The scammers changed just one letter in Emily's email address to appear to be coming from her assistant. The bookkeeper did ask follow-up questions, asking what the money was for, and got a solid cover story back. The bookkeeper executes the wire payment and then emails to the real Emily at her real address, and the scam is uncovered. Too late. So why do we care? I'm offering this story up because it's high profile. This is an opportunity to take security education to customers and a reminder to reinforce that security training. You may know the sophistication of these attacks, but examples like this are useful to communicate that to customers. This is a high-profile celebrity businesswoman, but the research and subsequent scam can happen to anyone. It's not a unique scam. What is different is the recognizable nature of the victim, which makes the story relatable and likely to have broken through the noise. And a pair of stories from The Verge. First, a dive into the information that operators of self-driving cars in California are required to submit to the State Department of Motor Vehicles, which includes the miles driven and the frequency at which safety drivers take control of the vehicle. These disengagement reports are the rare reporting on autonomous vehicle safety, and the experts believe they are both easily gamed and impossible to compare. Second, a story from the Netherlands about Schiphol Airport preparing to test a new system that automatically slows the fastest electric bikes as they approach, bringing them to the speed of regular bikes for safety, potentially allowing them to join other bicyclists in the dedicated bike lanes. The airport is looking to increase the number of its employees who bike to work, and this system would allow the bikes to move as fast as they would like on the outskirts of town, but then rejoin the flow of cycling traffic in more congested areas. Links to both in the show notes. So why do we care? Dieter Bohn, in his newsletter, gets the credit for the best commentary I saw on this, quoting, "Just briefly consider the vast differences in what's happening in terms of transportation technology with the two stories. America is arguing about how to measure whether and when safety drivers have to take control of self-driving cars that cost, insert your best but definitely absurdly, high price here. It's a problem that exists in large part because these vehicles have to navigate a road system that wasn't built for them, populated by human drivers who don't really know how to react to them. Meanwhile, in the Netherlands, the roads and bikes are talking to each other in a deep and collaborative way to enable a system where people can buy affordable, environmentally sustainable transportation that reduces traffic, is designed to specifically protect people in bike lanes, and increases people's ability to feel connected to their cities and fellow citizens. One of these approaches seems better to me." End quote from Dieter. I like this story as the true promise of smart cities. I hope this example spurs some thinking, because this is exactly where the technology should be going, and we can safely guess there's a provider in there helping with this project. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the show, three things you can do right now to help. First, review and like us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and wherever you listen to the show. It really helps. Second, subscribe to our YouTube channel, getting videos and live streams for additional insights and stories. Finally, sign up for our newsletter right on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. There'll be a big announcement on Monday about the next step in this podcast. Also on Monday, a new longer form video with one of our stories in long form. Get alerted to that by subscribing to our YouTube channel. I'll talk to you tomorrow.